Ministry of Education announces grade 12 results. Clergy encourages couples to embrace DNA testing. And Nigeria police deny reports of mass church abductions in North. Good afternoon. With the menus, I am Margaret Mwanza. Ministry of Education has announced the 2025 grade 12 examination results, with the country recording over 70% school certificate pass rate. Minister of Education Douglas Siakalima said this marks the first time the country has crossed the 70% threshold. Speaking during the announcement of both the 2025 school certificate and teacher education examination results in Lusaka today, Mr. Siakalima said a total of 197,777 candidates registered for the 2025 school certificate examination, showing an increase by 24,810 on the 172,880 candidates who had registered for the same examination in 2024. Mr. Siakalima said that of the 197,777 candidates, a total of 197,690 were from Zambian schools, while 87 were from St. Jeff College School in South Africa. Of the 194,069 candidates who sat the examination within Zambia, 136,357, about 70.26%, obtained school certificate, representing an increase of 2.07% points from 68.19% school certificate pass rate in 2024, said Mr. Siakalima. He further said the total of 54,771 candidates obtained certificates, while only 2,941 candidates failed the examination, and the national absenteeism rate decreased by 0.15% points from 1.98% in 2024 to 1.83% in 2025. Mr. Siakalima attributed the improved performance to sustained government interventions, including the free education policy, recruitment of teachers, improved monitoring of schools, timely payment of school grants, provision of desks and learning materials, and the expanded school feeding program. Despite the increased number of learners in classrooms due to free education, the learning outcomes have shown consistent improvement in school certificate pass rates over the past 5 years, from 63.93% in 2020 to 70.26% now in 2025. Further, it is worth noting that candidate absenteeism has continued to reduce despite the consistent increase in candidature, said Mr. Siakalima. Meanwhile, Mr. Siakalima has announced that a total of 588 candidates have qualified for the award of teacher's diploma, comprising 159 candidates to graduate with the early childhood education teacher's diploma, 239 candidates to graduate with the primary teacher's diploma, and 190 candidates to graduate with the secondary school's diploma. He said the diplomas will be awarded at the graduation ceremonies to be organized by the Ministry of Education through the Colleges of Education during the year. The Zambia Police Service has confirmed receiving a formal complaint against Matera Member of Parliament, Miles Sampa. The complaint was filed at Lusaka Central Police Station on January 19, 2026 by Mr. Raphael Piri, 53, a Corporate Affairs Officer at the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, after Mr. Sampa claimed that a polling station had been opened along Lilai Road near Chalala area. Mr. Chilabi stated that the complaint was submitted on behalf of the Electoral Commission of Zambia. The complaint relates to an incident on January 15, 2026, in which Mr. Sampa is alleged to have transmitted information that the Electoral Commission of Zambia maintains is false, stating that a fake polling station had been opened along Ring Road in Lusaka, said Mr. Chilabi in a statement issued to RTV News in Lusaka today. Mr. Chilabi further disclosed that police have since opened a docket for the offense of transmission of unsolicited or deceptive communication, contrary to Section 19 of the Cyber Crimes Act No. 4 of 2025. He added that investigations are currently underway and that the public will be informed of any significant developments as they arise.
The Zambia Police Service wishes to confirm that it has received a formal complaint against Honorable Miles Sampa. The complaint was lodged at Lusaka Central Police Station on January 19, 2026 by Mr. Raphael Piri, age 53, a Corporate Affairs Officer at the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, on behalf of the Commission. The complaint relates to an incident on January 15, 2026, in which Honorable Mao Sampa is alleged to have transmitted information that the Electoral Commission of Zambia maintains is false.
United Church of Zambia, UCZ, St. Bartholomew Congregation Minister in Charge, Reverend Aaron Simkonda, has expressed support of Christian couples undergoing paternity testing, emphasizing that it should be viewed as a tool for clarity rather than a danger to marriage. His remarks follow a revelation by the Ministry of Home Affairs and Internal Security that out of 123 paternity tests conducted at the National Forensic DNA Laboratory, 48 returned negative results, while 75 were confirmed positive. Speaking in an interview with RCV News and Lusaka today, Reverend Simkonda said the availability of paternity testing is beneficial, particularly in situations where factual clarity is needed. DNA testing should not be seen as a cause of marital breakdown, but as a way of promoting accountability between partners, said Reverend Simkonda. Meanwhile, Reverend Simkonda advised men who discover they are not the biological fathers of children they have been raising to seek counseling and prayer before making any decisions in order to avoid choices they may later regret. Reverend Simkonda further encouraged couples considering DNA testing to first seek guidance and counseling from the church both before and after the tests are conducted, saying this support would help them make informed and rational decisions.
That's a good move that the authorities have introduced such services to the people and to the country, meaning that they want scientific proof. So is it okay for Christians? Yes, it is okay if they have doubt. But then we must first address the issue, okay? Why are doubts coming in? Doubts will come in if there is infidelity or someone is suspecting infidelity.
In African news, police in northern Nigeria say reports that worshippers were abducted on Sunday from churches in Kaduna State were false. In a joint statement with local government officials on Monday, Kaduna State Police Commissioner Alhaji Muhammad Rabiu described the information as mere falsehood, which is being peddled by conflict entrepreneurs who want to cause chaos. Earlier, a local official in Kamin Wali had told the BBC that gunmen had kidnapped dozens of people attending different churches. There has been a series of mass kidnappings in Nigeria, where both Christians and Muslims have been targeted. Gangs frequently carry out such attacks to get ransom payments. Coming up shortly, Putin invited to join US-led Gaza Board of Peace, Trump says. This and more, stay tuned.
We are all at risk of getting HIV, so we should take care. A person can live with HIV in the body for many years without knowing it and without feeling sick. During this period, the person may pass on the HIV to people he or she has sex with.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Med Christian Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. President Donald Trump has confirmed he invited Vladimir Putin to join a U.S.-proposed Gaza Board of Peace. The board is part of Trump's 20-point plan to end the Israel-Hamas war and expected to temporarily oversee the running of Gaza and manage its reconstruction. On Monday, the Kremlin said the Russian president had received the offer. Neither Moscow nor Trump has said whether Putin had accepted. Washington has asked various world leaders to sit on the board. On Monday, Trump threatened 200% tariffs on French wine after President Emmanuel Macron declined to join. That's the news today. Here's another look at the headlines. The Ministry of Education has announced the 2025 Grade 12 examination results, with the country recording over 70% school certificate pass rate. United Church of Zambia, UCZ St. Bartholomew Congregation Minister in Charge, Reverend Aaron Simkonda, has expressed support of Christian couples undergoing paternity testing, emphasizing that it should be viewed as a tool for clarity rather than a danger to marriage. And police in northern Nigeria say reports that worshippers were abducted on Sunday from churches in Kaduna State were false. For more news, follow us on our social media platforms. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and YouTube with the handle RSV News. My name is Margaret Mwanza. Stay tuned.